flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in 1 hour is normally the top five of five, but we have a very special guest, Eagles-related, Philadelphia-related. Not going to say who it is, but that is coming up at 5 o'clock. We also have a very special guest right now, joins us every Thursday at 4, Mike Mayock. You can listen to him every week on the Believe in Birds podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm going good, man. How about you guys? You weren't very nervous about last week. What'd you think?
Well, I got to tell you, I was nervous. So nobody else was. I picked the Eagles 20-19, and I was terrified the entire game, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. And me, as usual, Mike, I'm full of confidence prior to the game, and then once the game starts, then I'm a ball of nerves, yes.
Well, I was thinking of you guys in the fourth quarter going, oh, man.
Yep.
The freaking blizzard coming down, the D-line's tired, they've got a second drive going on at the end of the game, and I'm going, oh, man.
Yep.
You guys are going crazy.
Yeah, Mike, I said on Monday that I'm convinced that maybe when Puka Nacua caught that ball on the 13, I just died. And I'm in an alternate reality where the Eagles won the game and we actually lost. I think that's possible. So actually, just to talk about that game, what was your, I guess, biggest takeaway from that game?
Couple things. One is the good news is, once again, second playoff game in a row, no giveaways by the offense, and that's a plus. And by the way, Washington's the same. So neither team has given the ball away. And both teams, Washington and Philly, have taken it away six times. So they're both plus six. So they should have won both games. Now, the negative side to me last week was 0-for-2 in the red zone, which continues a trend in the playoffs where they were 1-for-4 the week before. So they're in the red zone in the playoffs. They're 1-for-6. Mm. Sooner or later, that's going to get you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were 57% in the regular season, which was about, you know, number 12 or 13, somewhere in the league. So 1-for-6 isn't going to get it done. All three scores the Eagles had were long-distance runs. You know, Hurts went for 44 and Barkley went for 62 and 78. Is that sustainable? You know, to me, you know, if your pass game's not better and you're not scoring in the red zone, I don't think that's sustainable. Quinyon Mitchell lost. I thought Isaiah Rodgers played like the solid veteran he is, and just kudos again to Howie Roseman for bringing a guy in when he was under suspension 2 years ago and quietly adding him to the roster. That's paid some dividends. And lastly, you know, six sacks. I watched the sack reel a couple times this morning, and, you know, quarterback still holding on to the ball too long. The safety should never happen for two reasons. I mean, the ball was on the 8-yard line. They ran a route progression of three deep routes. When the ball's on their own 8, which take time to run, and there was an escape valve with a tight end delay, and Jalen should have taken that a lot earlier. And Goddard was open, little tight end delay, and that's designed for that purpose. So those things bother me. I think the efficiency of the pass game still bothers me. The inability in the red zone bothers me. But the bottom line is they continue to win the turnover battle and they continue to win football games.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, Mike, has to do with their defense. And I know the defense wasn't great last week, but they came up with a couple of timely turnovers. But for the most part, under this formula, the defense has kept them in games and to where some of those things have not hurt them. When you look at Sunday's game, I still believe it's this defense going up against this Washington offense. How do you like that matchup, Fangio versus Kingsbury, for the third time?
Yeah, I think you just hit on the most important matchup because the other side of the line of scrimmage, I think the Eagles should score points. I think Barkley ought to run wild. Detroit did last week, right? On the ground, yep. Jahmyr Gibbs was 14 carries for like a buck 10 or something. So it should be another really good week for the offensive line and Saquon Barkley. The concern is the flip side of the ball.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what Washington does. And this is what they've really done in the playoffs. They've had 19 possessions. Okay. And they've punted the ball once. No turnovers, one sack. Okay, so this rookie quarterback has cleaned up the sacks and the turnovers, and they're dominating time of possession. They're dominating offensive snaps. So their best game plan is to keep Saquon Barkley on the bench, and that's what they've been able to do the first 2 weeks. They won a low-scoring game against Tampa Bay, where Tampa had 44 friggin' offensive snaps, and then they won a high-scoring game in Detroit, you know, where they put 45 on the board. And, you know, this friggin' quarterback is special. And if I tell you there's five or six or seven max franchise quarterbacks in the league, I think he's one of them. And I've never said that about a rookie quarterback, I don't think, in my life. So third down, fourth down, red zone, the reason they're so good is because he's dual threat and he doesn't make mistakes. So if it's they're a four-down team like the Eagles. Like, if it's fourth and two, they're going for it, guys. You know, so
yep.
You better stop them at some point. So it's third down, it's fourth down, it's red zone, and you better account for this quarterback, which is a lot easier said than done.
Mike Mayock with us, as he is every Thursday at 4. Mike, you mentioned the red zone troubles and the passing game troubles. Could you imagine a world, Jalen Hurts might be limited in terms of his mobility because of the knee. Could you imagine a world in which somehow that ends up helping in that in his mind, he can't quite escape the way that he has previously, and maybe he leans on those short passes that he has largely ignored early in the game?
To me, it's a little bit of that because he has a lot of confidence in his mobility. I think you're right about that. To me, it's more about processing the ball and getting it out quickly. And we've talked about there were a couple of two of the sacks he had an opportunity to get the ball out quickly with no harm and actually make a completion. You know, one to A.J. Brown, the other with Dallas Goedert. So I think your point is correct. Like, if they take care of the football and move the chains, I think they're going to be fine. And I think they're going to be able to run the football really well. I just think I give him, Jalen, a lot of credit for no turnovers, but you can't take six more sacks, and the ball has got to come out more quickly.
Yep.
You know, it's funny, and you said this at the beginning, Mike, because it sounds like this shows the things that I feel like I've said for 3 months. You can't keep winning like this. You can't keep winning like this. And then they just keep winning like this, and I've almost backed down and go, it's not changing. We're just going to see if you actually can win like this. And I also wonder, to a certain extent, there's been more running in the NFL this year from running backs, I feel like, in a long time. And maybe what the Eagles are doing is a product of a sort of a larger sea change. It, now, albeit to a very extreme degree, but maybe the product of a larger change happening within the NFL, adjusting to the defensive adjustments that have happened over the recent years.
I think if we had an hour, I would love to just like talk about that because I think it's on target. And what happens in the NFL or in all leagues is it becomes contrarian at a certain point. As defenses get smaller and smaller and quicker to deal with all the three and four wide receiver sets, ultimately over time, the offense is going to say, how about screw that? We're going to get bigger, stronger, and ram it down your throat. And more tight ends. I mean, I watched that Detroit Lion offense on tape the last couple of weeks, and they play more six offensive linemen and multiple tight ends than maybe any team in the league, which is exactly what you're talking about. And I think the two most dynamic, I'm not saying the best, but the two most dynamic running backs are Jahmyr Gibbs and Saquon Barkley. And you know, they had no shot at stopping Jahmyr Gibbs last week. And
yeah.
I feel it could be the same way with Barkley this week.
Man, yeah, I you know, even on paper with all the advantages seemingly being in favor of the Eagles, I look at this game, Mike, and I'm like, this is a one-possession game, and, man, this is going to come down to the end. I just feel like it's going to come down to the end of the game again.
Hey, I for Philadelphia and their fans and for Ike Reese, I hope that doesn't happen. You know, this quarterback.
Yes, I know. Yes.
His quarterback rating in the fourth quarter in the regular season was a 116, which was third best in the league for a rookie quarterback. They're number one in points scored in the fourth quarter, and this kid just gets better. Like, if they get stopped and he comes off the field, he's giggling and laughing and having a blast. Nothing bothers this kid so far. And they play better in the fourth quarter, and I think they're one of the best coached situational football teams in the league. Like, they hired a guy named Dave Gardy out of the NFL office this year who all he does is officiating and clock management. And Dan Quinn and his guys have been outstanding with that. And I give them credit because they're not going to beat themselves in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
So how do you see this one playing out?
I hate to be a it's been really, I feel like the summary the last 3 weeks have been the same, and that is, I think the Eagles have the most talent in football. Okay, they had the most talent in football a couple years ago when they lost to Kansas City in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's changed. So they should win this football game, in my opinion. Okay, obviously the concern I have is, let's take turnovers off the table. Let's assume, you know, there's no drastic turnover differential. If Jalen Hurts gets the ball out of his hands, they do what I expect them to do offensively. I think they're going to score 25 to 32 points, somewhere in there, you know, and maybe more. It really comes down to what we talked about. Rush lanes, being hyper aware of this quarterback. You got to alert Austin Eckler and the old Eagle, Zach Ertz, especially on third down in red zone. The other thing is, you got to alert their no-huddle offense because, you know, Jalen Carter plays 98% of the snaps. And if I was a coordinator, I'd be looking to tire his butt out, like, all game long. Perimeter runs, no huddle, whatever. So that's a long way of saying I think the Eagles should win, but the wild card is this quarterback would stand on his head and beat you. And that would worry me.
All right, Mike. Well, hopefully this time next week we're talking to you about the Super Bowl with the Eagles in it. And we appreciate all of your time and the analysis, and hope to talk to you with good news next week.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks,
Mike.
All right,
Mike. Brother. Yep.
Mike Mayock knows I'm a football guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather be heading into a playoff game, the better team or the hotter team? Better team, just increasing percentage point by percentage point every time, up to 72% for better team.
Took a lot out of Mayock to not pick the Commanders.
He wants to pick the Commanders.
Yeah, he wanted to pick
I thought he wanted to pick the Rams, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He would have predicted a cover. I think if we asked,
definitely would have predicted a cover, yes.
Well, it does feel more like a one-possession game than a double-digit win.
I got to be honest with you. I might be predicting a cover.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't always do that. It's
just
a big
saying,
line,
the score,
though, man.
I'm like, no, I meant cover for Washington.
Oh, yeah,
Eagles
I know.
Yeah. Win, but
well,
I do expect
especially with
this
the line up to six
a 3 to 5
half.
Point game. I see a three or 4 point game here.
And notice Mike was saying they should win if I mean he,
yeah.
he if Jalen gets the ball out of his hands, it's like wow, yeah.
That's when I knew he was a lot of ifs there, Mike.
A lot of ifs.
Well, and that's why they bring up the offensive line talk, right? And the Eagles have the best offensive line in the league. But hasn't affected – it's like Washington has a great offensive line.
They don't.
He gets rid of the football.
Yeah.
So
right. It negates it. Yeah.
It almost is a wash.
But I will say this. The last time they played, the Eagles got 5 turnovers. He did throw two interceptions in that last game.
And Mike May mentioned his Jaden Daniels' fourth quarter QB rating. They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter against it. 22.
Now that's real.
I am getting a little sick and tired of the Jaden Daniels thing.
Now you're tired of
it. Hey, listen, he's a good player. He's a great player. Well, he's still a rookie.
I agree.
Like I appreciate. I'm just getting a little bit like, oh, I'm here. I've heard enough about Jaden.
Yes,
I'm heard enough about Jaden.
And that's good though. That's good because see, I would rather have it this way than the other way.
It does make me feel better.
Yes, makes me feel better that we're showing the proper amount of respect.
You know who probably also has heard enough about Jaden Daniels? Every player on the Eagles defense.
Oh, yes.
Like, there's
the
no
way.
Well, and the quarterback.
And the quarterback.
And the quarterback. Yeah, Jalen's tired of hearing about Jaden.
He's going to be
Daniels
looking
too.
At yeah,
he's
gonna, yeah.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels the best quarterback. Yeah, Jalen read my quote saying that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in football.
And Jalen said, watch this. He, you know, throws it 2 yards.
You watch QB1 Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yoshi, he's got something cooked up.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
What's up, my man Spike? Big Ike, Jagged Baby. What's poppin'? Happy Thursday.
What's up, brother?
What up, Yoshi?
Look, man, what's the name? I like Jaden Daniels myself. What's the name? He's a cute little kid. What's the name? You know, he took my fraud fantasy football team in WIP fantasy.
Oh, that's right. You did have him as a quarterback on your team.
You know what I mean? What's the name? He's a cute little kid with his little bangs and everything. I like
him. How'd that end up for you, brother?
Hey, what's the name? Just like it's going to work out on Sunday, brother, it ain't going to be enough.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Let's talk like this. Look, that team over there, hey, they doing what they doing. They hot right now. They uno. He a little wild card. He can change the color of the game. But, hey, let's talk grown man game. What's the name? We're going to talk spades, man. Look, on offense, we spades, baby. We got nine in the possible. We got them all.
That nine in the possible?
We got nine in the possible, baby. We got that offensive line. We got the running back. We got two receivers and a tight end. And Jalen, that possible.
Okay.
We nine.
I feel you.
But they on defense. We running wheels. We running the Boston, baby. We got the big Joker, the little Joker. We got the Deuce Smith. We got the Deuce Thomas. And we got the ace. Set book, baby. Set book.
Y'all two know how to play spades. I don't know if they know how to play spades.
I know what spades are, but I don't know how to play. No.
I know Jack doesn't know how to play spades.
I don't. I'm actually embarrassed because I probably had the opportunity in high school to learn. Right. I never learned how to play.
Yeah, more of a go fish guy.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised at you, Spike. I really am because you got the card.
You got a little brother in him. Yeah, I know what you're saying. He got the card. He got the pass. I feel you.
Hold on.
I'm a little surprised, but you know, I'm giving you an A for effort because you say you know what it is. Jack over there, like them doll babies when you set them up and their eyes just go everywhere. Like what is that? I was listening at the toys that boy was named. He said Pokemon. What that even in my ear, boy?
Dude, Pokemon was the best, man. Are you kidding me?
Man, I got.
What do you know? What about Charizard?
Hey, I'm lost, man. I gotta remember. I got kids your age, boy. What's that? I don't know, man. What's that? But they know more than you know. Hey, man. I feel good about this. Look, the first game we had 228 yards rushing on these dudes. We had 211 the second game. And that second game, I'm going to make some excuses. We lost the quarterback. The rush won on our daggone side. I mean, you kicked CJ GJ out, what's name, for saying something, and then the boy punching. Both of them should have got ejected. Like, come on. Then Pickett, yeah, he played a pretty nice game, and Devontae dropped the ball. But I think we had like four times when we went out, and them cats kept scoring. We were stopping.
Oh, yeah, we weren't getting first downs, yeah. Yep.
Our defense was on the field. They was gassed. They was gassed. I was looking at the game this morning. The boys are tied. And they still played tough. It still took them the win at the end. So what's that? And Jaden Daniels gave us the ball, his little cute self. He ain't gave us the ball three times. Jalen, the possible, he ain't gave him the ball once. And like Mayock said, what's his name? I expect the offense to do what they do. And I don't know, man. I feel like Jalen got to have that game this week, bro. He got to have that game this week. Get that ball out quick. Run that ball. Let's do what we got to do, man. Let's celebrate. I want to take off early on Monday and come down there and chest bump Ike Reese. Mike might fall. Jack, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful with me.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we win Sunday. It's going to be a lot of chest bumping Monday, bro. Yes, sir. Come on down.
Yosh, what's your best toy when you were a kid?
Oh, man, I took my dad on Big Wheel. I had that Mr. T Big Wheel. I am the power. You took my dad on He-Man. Dad on JT came and took my dad on Super Soaker. And only thing I could think about was I used to get caught up sitting there with that dad on Rubik's Cube, bro.
Bingo.
I never solved it once.
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one you were thinking
that's
of?
That's the one I was
thinking of. Wow, Yoshi gets the one. Thanks for the call, Yosh. Hey, did you
Rubik's Cube.
I always had a Rubik's Cube, never one time. I actually think it's impossible. Have you seen you've seen those people on the internet that
sure.
can solve them in like 10
yes.
seconds, right?
Yes.
You solved Rubik's
no.
Cubes?
No.
Okay.
No, are you kidding me? One side, maybe.
Yes.
You mean where you get all the colors?
Yeah.
That's never happened.
Yeah, one side, you get all the reds.
Yeah, I can make it one side, but I don't even know if I've ever gotten two sides.
Jack, did you have a Rubik's Cube or?
Yeah, obviously would never be able to figure it out. I'm not okay. moron. Yeah. Are you kidding me? There's not.
That's
not,
why I knew I was dumb. I'm like, man, how come I can't figure this thing out?
It makes
out,
you
man?
Feel. It's probably the number one C for the thing that makes you feel the most dumb.
They
right?
they got Jack the Rubik's Cube with two squares on each side.
Yeah. I got the less, you know, like instead of six or whatever.
Yeah,
four.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember when I got my first Rubik's Cube. Man, I was excited.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was like, yeah.
When did it come out? Was that like an 80s toy?
That's the early 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that the face of the 80s toy-wise?
I mean, it was a big toy for
it big.
As a kid. Because they even made remember like the snake they made? They made like other, they made other variations of the Rubik's Cube. Yeah, made other variations. Like they had the pyramid.
There's another toy I just thought of.
Okay.
I'm going to put it to the side.
Go.
Same era, though. Same era. All right.
Coming up, real toys in the
real 80s. Toys.
Yeah, you guys are such man. We get it. All right.
These are Pokemon stuff.
Dude, Pokemon was the best.
Cards.
All right. Coming up at 5.
Go Fish was hot. War's a good card game.
Good card.
War is a good card game.
Yeah, it's a good card game.
So coming up at 5, huge special guest, Philadelphia related, Eagles related. Not going to tell you who it is, but it is a big guess. So that pushes the top five at 5:30. Coming up next, though, we can never get rid of the top five.
Mm-mm.
Coming up next, two things that I got to run by Ike. First, Zach Ertz talked about his return to Philly. And second, an Elliott Shore Parks tweet we have to talk about. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, NFC Championship Week tomorrow. We will be at McGurk's in Royersford. Somebody hit me on Twitter saying, don't say Royersford, say Royersford.
You know what I got?
I didn't know that. What's that?
I got stopped saying Legos that's Lego.
And I said,
I'm from Philly.
Yes, you put an S on the end of everything.
You kidding me?
Chase Daniels.
Oh, you put the S on
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, Legos.
Yeah, like grow up a little bit.
We're still plural.
Everyone
yeah.
knows who we're talking. It's not just one Lego.
No, I agree.
Yeah, come on. If we add S's or take S's away from everything.
Everything.
If Jaden Daniels played here, he'd be Jaden Daniels.
When I was in Little League, I'll never forget, was it when I was on the Lions? My coach, my manager, called me Eskins. There was an S.
Eskins?
On Eskins.
That's tough.
That's tough.
There's already an S on the end of your name.
Yeah.
No, there's not.
No, there's not.
No, there's not. No, it's on me. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Jack?
Dude, I swear to God I've gotten dumber in the last week. I'm not, guys, I swear to God.
You don't have a lot of room to go.
I know. Dude, it's Sutton's fault. Not to blame my 3-week
old
son.
You're not getting enough sleep?
Dude,
is that what you're trying to say?
I feel so stupid. I shouldn't even be allowed to drive. Like, I need a little bit longer to start processing
S already on the end
yeah,
of your
dude,
name.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I've gotten dumber. I swear to God.
Eskins.
Anyway, we'll be at McGurk's in Royersford tomorrow. It is that's the new location just open. Have some t-shirts to give away all day. You should come between 2 and 6. Come say hi. We'll get you ready for the game.
Yeah.
Every McGurk's we've been to, Horsham, Fort Washington, all been awesome. So we're excited to see the new one. So, what, Jack?
Well, I was wondering, since you're so scared, should we bring you a dog? you know, for the game.
Ah. Well, we don't know if McGurk's would appreciate that.
All right, bring something for Spike.
Yes, yeah.
Spike.
Maybe stuff dog. If you bring your dog outside, I don't know.
You'll go pet him.
Yeah,
go
I'll
pet
go pet
him.
The dog.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So there will be a familiar face on the side of the Commanders. That familiar face scored the game-winning touchdown the last time we played the Commanders. That's Zach Ertz. Mm. He talked about his return to Philly for the playoff game.
Yeah, I think being able to go back there early in the season for the first time as an opponent was got a lot of the emotions out of the way, per se. It's not going to be the first time seeing people that I hadn't seen in a long time. And so for me, I understand the environment it's going to be. I understand how I'm going to be receptive this time versus last time, probably, because they got a lot at stake as well. Everyone knows how I feel about that building, the people in that building, the people in that community. Our foundation is still doing work out there for a reason. But at the same time, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we're giving ourselves a chance to win the football game. When the whistle blows, it's not going to be about the previous nine years that I had there. It's going to be about trying to make as many plays for this team as possible, whether that's in the run game or the pass game. But I'm not going out there with the chip on my shoulder or trying to prove people X, Y, or Z. I'm just trying to go out there and be the best version of myself.
I should have known we weren't going to get a Jason Worth type quote from Zach Ertz.
Oh, come no. On. Are you kidding me?
Pure class.
I'm going to do everything I can to win the game. Yeah,
the Eagle, great.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd get a little.
He wants to get booed when he comes back here?
Yeah. You know Worth loved
that. Yeah. Ertz is smart enough to know, better not say anything because it'll be bulletin board material
all week. Oh,
well, the only one booing him might be Nick. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, did he get anybody ask him about that?
No.
I almost
forgot about that.
Yeah. Nick's got to remind him he only had one catch, you know. It wasn't that big a part of the win, you know. Nicky. He's still going to be Nick.
He can't help himself.
Still Nick. Still crying during the national anthem, yelling at fans.
Dude,
he's still Nick.
That's not all bad.
If they make this,
I want to tear up during the national anthem, but it just never gets there.
Never happens. Well, you don't love the United States enough.
Yeah, more Blue Chew reads. You'll be loving it.
Yeah, you're not a real American.
The U.S. of A. Do you think if they make the Super Bowl this time, we're going to get teary-eyed Nick?
I hope so.
Well, because last time it was about the journey and how he started at Mount Union and got, like.
Nah, I don't want him crying again.
No, you guys are probably going to bullet him out of crying now.
Nah, I don't want him crying again. He shouldn't have punted. I need a tough Nick.
Shouldn't have punted.
Yeah. I need a tough Nick in that game. 215-592-9494. Rich in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Rich?
Hey, brothers. Thanks for having Yoshi open up for me like that. I got a dog pile on the rabbit on one of his points. The problem, I watched the game, a replay of the game, and one of the things I see is the same thing he mentioned. We shut down when anybody, if you go back to like the Atlanta game, that was an incredible loss. It's like our defense leaves the field when anybody goes into
a
hurry-up offense.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what makes me nervous.
That's a good point. You know, I hadn't thought about that. And in the Atlanta game, that was actually, I mean, it was his, third game of his career. But Quinion Mitchell got burned a couple of times on that one.
That last drive,
And I actually think it might, good for you to answer here. Does it have something to do with, you know, a lot of Fangio's defense is allowing the receiver to catch the ball in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're moving the ball down the field like that, you're just doing it quicker. The offense gets a better opportunity to get into a rhythm. You can't rotate your defensive, your edge guys in and out.
Yep.
So it almost seems like potentially how they play defense may not be suited great for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think as a defensive back, Slay may be a little better at this because he's a more seasoned vet. You got to be able to play a little cat and mouse with the quarterback over there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them, you line up 7 to 10 yards off the ball and you're just saying, okay, this is what the coverage that we're in. I'm a backup. When you height the ball, you can go ahead and throw the ball in front of me. Then you're giving a quarterback a clear read to make a decision. So if you're trying to play bell technique and you're trying not to allow the ball to get thrown over your head, how about start up? You know, three, four yards off the line of scrimmage, give the impression that you're going to either jam the receiver at the line, but bail before the snap of the ball, because then at least you give the quarterback something different to think of. But it's like playing the defense Jim Schwartz used to play. What is it, the picket fence defense?
Yes.
Where they all used to just line up back there. Like, you've already told the quarterback where he could throw the ball.
Yeah, you can have these 15 yards are yours.
Yeah, and so we got to be able to at least sugar it, and that's sort of sugaring is another word for faking what you're doing. Yes, what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah,
our big guys seem to get, you know, gassed because we're rushing the quarterback when we really kind of felt like we should have taken a time out there. We had the lead. I felt like we should have taken a time out when a team gets 30, 40 yards in a pop or at least goes that far that quick. You got to stop that. You got to put a timeout on it. But, you know, I would rather have a good team, which is what we have, and because big players made big plays in big positions, i.e. Brandon Graham is the Hall of Famer.
Okay. Brandon Graham is, yeah, yeah. Well, and I would love... We'll get to this in a second, actually. Rich, it's in honor of the first Frisbee created today in 1957, what was your best toy when you were a kid?
We were tougher growing up than these kids. We had jarts. And
jarts.
If you don't know what that is,
no.
Picture horseshoes with darts.
Oh, my God. Well, wait a minute. Well, but that's not tough. Are you talking about lawn darts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cigarettes.
Okay. Yeah, well, you weren't throwing the lawn darts at each other. I don't know that lawn darts were tough.
He didn't read the instructions.
I was going to say, yeah, he might have been throwing them at each other. Yeah, yeah.
I thought about that, Rich.
I'm like, yeah, I never know. It, as kids, those are the type of things we did in the 80s. It was like, yeah, it's not dangerous enough. Let's throw them at each other.
Yeah. Well, that would have been the last time I would have played long darts, to be quite honest.
Oh, we used to have rock fights.
You throw rocks at each other?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That Jack,
me too.
Yeah, I was going to say
in Westchester my cul-de-sac. Yep.
That might have been one of the stupidest things we did, besides playing a hide and go seek and abandoned homes.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, that was bad.
You ever think about stuff you did as a kid and said that was really dumb?
Oh man, all the time. Like that was stupid.
Yeah.
I would say the only sort of danger,
like playing in abandoned homes, like that are condemned.
I would say the only sort of dangerous thing I ever did playing with a kid was playing tackle football, you know, without pads or whatever, and
it's not dangerous,
roller
right?
hockey, street
it's
hockey.
Just, it's just tackle football.
Street hockey was sort of dangerous.
Yeah, you like, now street hockey.
Rollerblades.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, rollerblades.
Yeah.
I always wanted rollerblades when I was young and never had rollerblades.
They're fun.
Yeah, I'm too old to wear them now.
Well, yeah, they made a little bit of a comeback, I think, in the last few years, rollerblades did. Yep.
Yeah, rollerblades was a thing. That was a thing.
It was definitely a thing. Yeah. I'll read this Elliot Short Parks tweet to Ike right after he tells you about Elite Acura. It made me... I try never to respond to Elliot on Twitter, and he got me on this one. So.
All right, experience the luxury reimagined with the all-new Acura ADX and Elite Acura. Now, this isn't just another SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology, featuring a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system, the most advanced Acura watch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingertips. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. Right now, get 0% APR financing up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today, located just off Route 73 North in Maple Shade, or schedule your VIP test drive at EliteAcura.com. It's like I always tell you, no one can compete with Elite. You tell them Ike sent you. Limited time offer. Spike, I'm not done yet.
I thought you had done.
See dealer
for
details. Vehicle features are available, and they may vary. There
all right. So remember, big.
It's time to chew it and do it.
What the hell? What was that for?
Okay. No, I thought that felt like around the right time.
Okay.
Totally unnecessary.
So coming up at 5, a special guest on the WIP Afternoon Show, Top 5-5 moves to 5:30. You may have heard they announced the MVP finalists today. They announced all the award finalists today, the NFL did. MVP finalists, Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff. So here is Elliot Shore Parks' tweet regarding that. Jalen Hurts belonged in the NFL MVP nominees more than Joe Burrow did. The MVP can't become an award players from bad teams win like in MLB. Hurts' team was better. So if Goff was in there, Hurts should be in there over Burrow.
Maybe that tweet might have been just for you.
Elliot, here's the thing.
That's ridiculous.
Jalen Hurts is not more valuable than Joe Burrow was. He was there it is, most valuable player. Joe Burrow, what, he threw for 48 touchdowns this year?
Yeah.
And it's not, the team wasn't 4-13.
Oh, they missed the playoffs by one
by
game.
By one game.
Yeah.
Out
there,
on,
a bunch
Elliot.
Of injuries and everything else all year. Nah, listen, I like Jalen Hurts. We don't have to go out of our way to do the whole. Just because he's a quarterback on a good team doesn't mean he should be in the MVP. Why not say Sam Darnold?
Yeah, of course.
Right? Like Darnold was on a winning team, 14-3.
Yeah, and I think we all have our questions about Jared Goff in the playoffs, mm-hmm. as it happened again. That, you know, truly maybe a good system QB when when defenses change and the games change, maybe he's not as good, but this is a regular season award.
Yep.
And Jared Goff.
I would have had Jared Goff.
Jared Goff had a better season than Jalen Hurts. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I would, by the way, I would rather have the position that the Eagles are in right now than where the Lions are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take this over having an MVP finalist. Jalen Hurts should not be in the MVP nominees over Joe Burrow.
No.
Joe Burrow is awesome. And if Patrick Mahomes wasn't Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow would be considered the best quarterback in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes is not even one of the finalists.
Right, and they were 15-2.
Patrick Mahomes is not even one of the finals.
Dude, we got to bring back stuffing people in lockers. It's the only way to
Joe
make
Burrow
him
had
stop.
43 touchdowns to 9 picks.
There you go.
Come on, man.
Not bad.
Like, Jalen had a Jalen did not have anywhere near an MVP season.
It's okay.
And it's okay to say.
It's okay.
It's okay to say, yes.
It's okay.
His team is in the NFC Championship game. We'll take that.
And it's pretty hard to say Saquon and Jalen Hurts should be in the MVP. They're both on the same team.
Yeah.
How could they both be the most valuable? They can't. And Saquon was more valuable than Jalen. There you go.
But it's pretty simple.
Get out of here, Elliot. We got to move on from Elliot. 215-592-9494. Yeah, I don't really mean that. I love Elliot, but I want to wring his neck. But I love
he's
him.
Upped. He's upped his Elliotness.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah,
it's
somehow.
Jerry, the truck horn guy. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
So, all right, Spike. I'm on a. I need to do an on-air apology to you and your crew.
The show
for. Acting up the show yet the other day. I got up on the wrong side of my bunk on the wrong side of the tractor the other morning.
Okay.
And
it happens to all of us, Chair.
But Spike, I am a real trucker, and I do have a real horn, so that horn is real. It's not something that you buy at the Home Depot or something.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I just want to let you know that.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I appreciate you guys because I love your show. I love everything about your show. I listen every day. I can pretty much pinpoint who's going to come on the air and what time and who's going to be calling. I literally, that's how much I listen to
you
folks.
All right.
So, before I go to my Eagles point real quick, my toy that I loved and I remember getting these vividly and they was the G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Love G.I. Joe.
Love G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe was like, it was an iconic toy. You could, it got all kinds of accessories. You can have an army of them. You can play with them in the snow.
Who was the bad guy? Cobra?
Cobra.
Cobra.
Cobra. Yeah, Cobra was the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I love G.I. Joe. Now, whether that's going to be a winner or not, I don't know. But I love G.I.
Joe.
What are you thinking? Yeah. What are you thinking
Real
on the birds?
American
can hear.
So here's what I'm thinking on the Eagles. We have a better defense than we only have to worry about one guy on their team. They got to worry about four or five of our guys, and our defense is probably the defense is way better. I mean, obviously, what we're number one in the league, pretty much. You know, and the other team that was close to it is not playing anymore. So, and I just do not want to see Josh Harris host that trophy on Sunday because I believe we are the better team. We're the more experienced team. We have a more experienced quarterback, and Jaden Daniels had a great year and all that. Now the commander cockroaches are coming out like all the cowboy cockroaches used to. So I'm just sick of the of these guys coming on the air, pumping their chest and talking noise, you know. But we they will see on Sunday who's going to prevail in this game and who's going to be going to the Super Bowl. And then we're going to slay the dragon again because I'm pretty sure that Kansas City's going to be there again. So we're going to get our revenge, and it's going to be on an even field. There's no sod father coming up this year. It's going to be the turf father instead. So, and my buddy from Mark, Mark from Delaware, me and him are college buddies. So there's a couple callers on here that give me a bunch of wrath when I get cut off and when
Jerry, last thing. We can't make the call about the call every time. We get it. You called. It's cool. We're good. Everybody's good. We don't need to worry about the other callers getting on your bed. Like, that is for you to deal with, not for us to deal with.
No. It's all in fun.
Okay.
So, with all that said, I love you guys.
All right, brother.
9 minutes for Herb the other day. I love her.
There it is. He did it again. He's banned. He's banned from the show.
Through that nice moment you just had.
Yeah. He's not banned, but you could put him up on the thing. But he's
yes.
So he mentioned only worrying about one guy. Mm-hmm. So I learned this listening to the Go Birds Daily with Elliot that Terry McLaurin is always going to line up on the side where Quinyon Mitchell was. It's really going to be that side that
left
he
side.
on the left side
of the offense.
Now if Quinyon said he's playing, mm-hmm. but if for some reason he's not, the idea of Isaiah Rodgers lining up against Terry McLaurin all day is not something I'm particularly comfortable with.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Yeah, me. I mean, Isaiah's good in spurts, but if somebody's going to give him a steady diet of throwing over there at him, especially with somebody like Terry McLaurin, I just haven't seen a lot of great coverage from Isaiah. He's had his moments, right? He's mm-hmm. tipped the ball in Cincinnati that led to the game with an interception there. You know, he's had his moments. I'm not saying he's a liability out there. I don't want anybody to think that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that when you're out there every snap and they feel like this is an area of weakness, they're going to constantly go after you out yep. there. I mean, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and by the way, the Rams went after him consistently when Quinyon Mitchell went out. This is a big, like, look, and he's a backup. Quinyon Mitchell's been great. He's not going to be as good as Quinyon Mitchell. Mm-hmm. But and the Eagles have to know that that's coming as well. And again, I expect Quinyon to play because he said he was going to play.
How banged up is he?
Right, didn't practice today.
Can he make
today.
It through the whole game?
Or did he practice today?
I don't think so. Or okay. was it yesterday he didn't practice?
Yes, yesterday.
Elliot said Quinyon was not out at practice today. The official, the injury report's not out,
yeah.
but that's what he said. And Cam Jurgens also did not practice, and Landon Dickerson was playing today.
Yeah.
And Dallas Goedert did practice today.
I think he did not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all three of those guys.
Well, tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah, huge day.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell with these guys because when somebody's banged up, back when I played, it was like, if you don't practice at least one day out of the week, you're not playing Sunday. Like, Andy wouldn't put you out there.
But now there's a lot of rest.
Yeah, a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
They'll go, you don't practice all week. I think AJ did it a couple times where he didn't practice all week and still played on Sunday.
Two straight weeks.
Yeah,
All right. Coming up next, very special guest. Give you a hint. We asked for this guest a couple of times this week. We, on the air, we invited this guest to come on the air to make something right.
Right.
So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon. And then the Top 5 moves to 5:30. We're still going to do it, but it moves to 5:30. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.